Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gerber. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. I find it difficult, frankly, to watch network news and take much of it seriously because so much of it has been wrong or just plain reckless. Being reckless with the facts is not what the media needs to do. Now, I realize that people have lives. They have, you know, luggage they carry with them, if you will, and they have a perspective. But to be blatantly carrying the water for one side or the other, which they've done for so long now, I just can't put much credit into it. There are some exceptions out there, though. One of those exceptions is my next guest, Lara Logan. Host of Lara Logan Has No Agenda on Fox Nation. I'm not sure if that's exactly true, but we'll find out. Lara, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Where do you call home?
You know, I'm sitting in my office in a little town in Texas, in the Hill Country, just outside of Austin, looking at a lot of old oak trees out the window.
Live oaks. Nice view.
Yes, beautiful.
Nice view. All right, so we're here in Michigan. We're expecting our governor here to extend the lockdown and demand that we stay living in our root cellar for another 2, 3, 4 weeks. And what concerns me about that, Lara, and I want you to weigh in on that, watching the numbers from New York and Michigan now and elsewhere, it looks like the numbers have plateaued in many places and the numbers of new patients are coming down. The pandemic, not claiming the lives that so many models said they would, 2.2 million would die, 240,000 would die. Now the latest model is down to 60,000. I'll wait for tomorrow. It'll probably be 40. It's not as devastating as we were told it was going to be, and maybe part of that social distancing, but I just feel there's an agenda being pushed upon us, and the media is gleeful, it almost seems to me, to extend the lockdowns and to promote this doom and gloom, this apocalypse mentality. What is your take?
Well, I'm not an expert, and I've done some reporting on this, but I'm not doing it every day, and I'm always conscious of what it's like to live in the epicenter of something, or, you know, I imagine being a healthcare worker on the front line of this right now is it feels devastating. I know what it's like to be on the ground, say on a battlefield, and be in the midst of it, and then realize that, you know, thousands of miles away in the U.S., people are barely paying attention. So I'm conscious of that distance, but at the same time, as a journalist, part of my job is to look at the whole context and not just isolated parts of it, right? Because it's the whole context that really leads you to the truth. You typically don't get to the truth by just following one path. So I try to consider everything. And, you know, I'm also aware and have spoken to, for example, the CEO of a massive company in the UK that has employees all over the world. They have an exception in India to the restrictions because they employ so many people. But as he said to me, what happens when our clients can't pay? Because it's over 100,000 people. When our clients can't pay us anymore, he said, what I'm worried about is the social unrest, the poverty. He said people will be dying from starvation for years to come, and they will never be counted in the deaths from this virus because we don't count the deaths that way. And that leads that led me to another place, which is how do we count the deaths? And if, you know, it'd be interesting if more journalists took a look at the numbers. Why have the numbers of pneumonia and flu and other illness, similar illnesses, gone down during this pandemic? And are those numbers being counted in the coronavirus numbers?
I think that's fair. And the other numbers that I think that
statistics is significant, right? I mean, that changes the picture and the understanding, and it just feels very much like it's hard to get a real read on this situation, and that in itself is disturbing.
I think that's a terrific take on it. Lara Logan here. You can catch her. Lara Logan Has No Agenda on Fox Nation. Some of the other figures that are not included, going down that same road, Lara, domestic violence numbers going up worldwide because people are locked in houses with spouses that are violent, frankly, drug abuse, suicide, alcoholism, all of these things are, there's a price to be paid for locking everybody down, isn't there?
Yes, there's a price for everything. My mother taught me that a long time ago. You know, they always say the first one is free, but that's not true either, right?
Right.
So, yes, and, you know, and to me, what it makes me question and wonder about is the politics of all of this, because we've created a situation where the politics of allowing, you know, a lot of people to die means that you have to take actions that aren't necessarily driven by everybody's health, right? And, I mean, just look at the reaction when, say, the president says, we've got to talk about how we get back to work. You know, no, you're not allowed to talk about it. That's a political response, right? That's right. Not a medical response.
And I want to jump in on this because I know you have some opinions about this. You've obviously been at the highest levels of broadcast and media in this country and around the world in your career. And so when I see the president come out and talk about, like you say, the pivot to get back to work in America, or he talks about hydroxychloroquine and gets mocked by journalists, or says that New York probably is not going to need 40,000 ventilators or even 30,000, he said, and was visibly attacked by people like, well, one of your former colleagues, Anderson Cooper, and others go after this president and mock him and attack him. And it turns out hydroxychloroquine might actually work quite well. We've had survivors on this program talking about their experience surviving from it. New York didn't need 40,000 ventilators or even 30,000. They came out at 5,500. It turned out to be true. But why is it that the media seems to want to take and carry the water for the Democrat Party or for the liberal point of view every single time? Why is that?
Well, there's two things here that I see. One is your question of why is media willing to carry water for the Democratic Party? That's one question, which is obvious to me if you look at what has been happening over the last few years. It's been consistently that way, right? You can point to many examples where that has been true, from the Russia investigation, even to the impeachment, you know, because sometimes I felt like you could just substitute Ukraine for Russia and you were hearing the same people say the same thing without being challenged or questioned. And that's the part where the journalists come in. Right, and the journalism comes in, because when Adam Schiff gets to say this president is an unprecedented threat to national security again, after he lied about it the first time and was proven by every independent measure from the Mueller investigation to Horowitz, the inspector general, and so on, where is the journalist saying, wait a minute, Mr. Schiff, you know, why should we believe you this time when last time you said there was all this evidence? And that evidence, in fact, proves out to prove that you were not telling the truth, and you knew you weren't telling the truth. So where is the journalism that does that? That's really what stands out to me as a journalist, based on my experience. I just can't believe that you can have all the same players again going out there, and they're still unchallenged. I think is rooted in the fact that most journalists are liberal and are democratic and do lean left. And I never even thought that was, you know, big news when I've said it in the past, because it's so obvious. I mean, every journalist out there.
But they always push back. They become very angry by that. We got to take a quick break here. Lara Logan is the host of Lara Logan Has No Agenda, but she does have plenty to say. It's on Fox Nation. You can find it there. Lara, if you don't mind, we'll take a quick break here. From the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show. Back in just a moment.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DT employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DT Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.